Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 16, lows of 9. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 15, lows of 8. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 15, lows of 9. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 15, lows of 10. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 15, lows of 9. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you all next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, the Talented Athlete programme is now open to budding island sporting stars. The council's sports unit is now accepting applications for the 2021 and 22 scheme. The sponsored programme helps gifted sports people by offering discounted access to a whole host of services. Talented athletes who meet the scheme's criteria can use the council's leisure centres free of charge. They will also receive discounts in selected local retailers, physio and chiropractic services. They will also have discounted travel on Whitesink. Last year's programme helped more than 70 athletes aged from 10 to 83 representing 21 sports. Lee Matthews, the council's leisure, recreation and public spaces manager said, "The scheme supports our homegrown sportsmen and sportswomen of all ages. I would urge our local gifted athletes to apply and take advantage of the discounts on offer." Meanwhile, pedestrians and cyclists making their way along the National Cycle Network between Newport and Ryde will notice a big improvement at Spencer Road. Work has just finished on laying a fully sealed tarmac surface, creating a safer and smoother surface for pedestrians, cyclists and mobility scooter users along a 200-metre stretch of the route. Costing £11,000, the project was funded by a Section 106 agreement with a local developer. One local resident has already written to the council to express their thanks, saying, "This alteration to this point on the coastal path has made a difference to many of the senior residents living close by, as well as those with young children in buggies." Councillor Jonathan Bacon, cabinet member responsible for rights of way, said, "This section at Spencer Road was one of the weak links in the popular cycle route between Newport and Ryde. The surface was unmade and quite rough and bumpy, making it far from ideal for cyclists and walkers. The new surface will enhance the experience for all types of users as well as improve safety and accessibility, which will be extremely welcome." Finally, Medina Marching Band Isle of Wight are looking to recruit new members. They are currently working towards a Festival of Remembrance concert in aid of the Royal British Legion at Christ the King College on Friday the 12th of November. "We want you to get involved. They will be playing a variety of pieces ranging from a Queen medley to Invincible from Two Steps from Hell and many more. For more information, and if you're interested in joining, please get in touch by calling 07837 792 518 or medinamarchingband@gmail.com. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sutal.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 3rd of October 1945 was the first public performance of rock star and actor Elvis Presley.
The performance was when he was 10 years old and was at a talent show. He sung a song called Old Shep, and while the song was broadcast on radio, no recording exists. While some people say he came second and won $5 worth of fairground tickets, Elvis himself recalled coming fifth. The 4th of October 1957 was the launch of Sputnik 1, the world's first artificial satellite. Sputnik 1 had no scientific instruments on board, but housed a radio transmitter that periodically sent out signals to prove it was there. The signals were easy to pick up, and its flight path covered the majority of inhabited Earth. Sputnik 1's launch started the space race, which led to many technological improvements. The 5th of October 1962 was when the first James Bond film premiered. Called Dr. No, the film features fictional spy James Bond as he attempts to find a missing MI6 agent. Although the film initially received negative reviews, it became more popular over time. Today, there are 27 James Bond films, the latest of which is called No Time to Die and has been released very recently. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you would like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
This is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is navicular. N-A-V-I-C-U-L-A-R. It is a technical and archaic adjective which can refer to anything that is boat-shaped. It can be used in the sentence, "The navicular surface is smaller and more triangular." It originated from late Middle English, from the French word naviculaire, or from the late Latin word navicularis, which means little boat. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. This is Jasper with four obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. Stop Bullying Day on Wednesday the 13th of October is intended to promote awareness about bullying and to bring together parents, students and teachers in a way that will assist them in reducing bullying in schools and online. Although the holiday was created to combat bullying among youngsters, many people have begun to use it to combat workplace bullying as well. Individuals can also commemorate this day by speaking with others about bullying or participating in anti-bullying activities offered at their school. Number 2. Dessert Day on Thursday the 14th of October is the perfect excuse to devour all of your favourite after-dinner treats. It can be made with any sweet, juicy or tangy and sour ingredients, and it can be served warm, cold or crunchy, but it's always tasty. Desserts include a variety of chocolates, confectionery, pastries, cakes and cupcakes, as well as tarts and pies. Preparing them ahead of time can make the wait even sweeter, or you can grab a pudding or two on the move to brighten your day. After all, what else is more enjoyable than lunch or dinner? Number 3. Bridge Day on Saturday the 16th of October does not celebrate bridges in general, but more of the world of base jumpers. They jump from buildings, spans and even cliffs, and the day was planned to establish a formal occasion for them all, as well as to recognise them. You can attend one of the many events held throughout the world if you appreciate a fantastic show. In fact, you can even use this as an opportunity to start participating in the event yourself if you're feeling really bold. Nevertheless, it is a brilliant way to set yourself free for a few minutes every now and again. And finally, number 4. Playing Card Collection Day on Sunday the 17th of October honours one of the oldest forms of portable art, which dates back to the 13th century. playing cards serve as galleries of inspiration, displaying and communicating an artist's intentions to the audience while also documenting the cultural values of the moment. Collecting playing cards allows us to be curators of our own galleries, displaying art that represents many historical periods. These collections can be seen as extensions of the collector, and this is a perfect day to honour and share them with the world. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. John Lennon, who's a rock singer, born in 1940 and deceased in 1980, age 41. Sharon Osbourne, who's a reality star, born in 1952, who's 69. And Sean Lennon, who's a composer, born in 1975, who's 46. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, Cross Solent operator Red Funnel recorded a £24.7 million loss in the first year of the pandemic, despite laying off almost 40 staff. The company, which has its headquarters located in Bugle Street, Southampton, saw its turnover fall by a staggering 42.5%, with the company's losses rising from £8.494 million in 2019. It comes as Red Funnel also recorded some of its lowest ever passenger numbers, with the vehicle ferry service between East Cowes and Southampton dropping to 3% of 2019's traffic, and the Red Jet service, which was suspended for over 72 days due to low numbers, operating at 2% of a previous year's traffic volume. Despite a government business interruption loan of £5 million and a Department for Transport emergency package, 38 members of staff were made redundant. Meanwhile, the amount of freight crossing the Solent remained consistent, although still dropping to 44% of the previous year's volume. Frank Collins, CEO of Red Funnel, said, "As soon as the potential effects of COVID-19 became apparent in March 2020, immediate cost mitigation measures were put in place, including a review and reduction of overhead and discretionary spending and suspension of all non-essential capital expenditure." Meanwhile, a health and social care hub has opened this week in the West Wight to try and help the island cope with its care crisis. Following months of critical levels of staff shortages, which have led to cancelled visits, a care home closure, and a gridlocked hospital, a solution to the crisis could be on the cards. In a jointly funded partnership, the Isle of Wight NHS Trust and the Isle of Wight Council are piloting a new approach to the support a person receives. Based on the Goldings in Freshwater, it will enable patients to get the care they need in an established health and care setting, rather than through multiple visits to their own homes. Patients will need a referral to the hub. Speaking at the Isle of Wight NHS Trust Board meeting last month, Dr. Leslie Stevens, Director of Community and Mental Health, said short and medium term solutions were being brought online to address the huge pressures in social care and increase the capacity. Finally, all weather ice skating is coming to Yarmouth this Christmas period. For the very first time, an ice rink will be available in the town's festive marquee in Pier Square. After a tough Christmas in 2020 and 2 years of uncertainty, local businesses wanted to give something back to the community. This has materialised in the form of an ice rink employing the latest technology and comprising synthetic ice. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotall.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.